Beautiful Savior is one of the most beloved hymn tunes in the Christian tradition. Based on an 18th century Silesian folk tune, it has been identified with different tune names. Many know this tune as the Crusader's Hymn. Other sources list St. Elizabeth as the tune name. Many contemporary hymnals identify the tune as Schönster Herr Jesu, the original German for Beautiful Savior. The original text can be traced to an anonymous author in Münster, Germany, and was first published in the Roman Catholic Münsterisch Gesangbuch in 1677. The English translation, published in 1873, is by Joseph A. Seiss, who was a 19th century Lutheran minister, author, editor, and contributor to many hymnals. A different anonymous translation, Fairest Lord Jesus, was published in Richard S. Willis's Church Chorals and Choir Studies in 1850. There are four verses in this hymn. The first and the fourth are doxologies and could be sung at the end of a service. The second and the third verses affirm the beauty of God's creation. The SATB a cappella arrangement of Beautiful Savior by F. Melius Chris Johnson is a classic in choral literature. The tune is heard only three times in this setting. In the first presentation of the tune, the choir hums softly in four-part harmony. The second verse, which begins, "Fair are the meadows, fair are the woodlands," is to be sung by either a soprano or alto soloist over a harmonic backdrop provided by the tenors and the basses. The third time we hear the tune, the text is the fourth verse, which begins, "Beautiful Savior, Lord of the Nations." The anthem closes with the choir singing a coda using the final words of the last verse, "Now and forevermore be thine." F. Melius Chris Johnson's setting of this inspiring hymn focuses on the beauty of God's creation and closes with a final doxology.